Woof, woof, woof. Just the three woofs today because there's only three dogs in the kennel. No Andrew Gunner here today on the Non-Chasers for SEN Track and Sportsbet. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan. As I said, Andrew Gunner is not here today. He is in his hoodie on the beach somewhere, but the great Irish Hope from Scotland is here. Kenny, how do you do, my friend?
I'm all good. Good evening to yourself.
Hello.
I don't know where... Well, I know Gunner's not on in his hoodie on a beach. He's in the building. He just can't be bothered. The man doesn't care.
He's losing a little bit of the drive and the desire to be, you know, to be buttering up with us in the trenches every week, running out together. Wouldn't want to go to war with Andrew Gunner, to be honest. He gives it away pretty quickly. He's soft as butter. But one man who's not soft as butter is you, Shagger. You are loyal as they come. How are you, my friend?
Going very well, Paddy. How about yourself?
Super. Super. Good day, good day. Clicking along nicely. No montage this week. Again, wasn't able to get it up in time, but we've got a little bit of news to talk through.
How many weeks in a row is that now?
We had a montage last week. What are you talking about?
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Oh, not over our winners.
It was a tribute.
But not over our winners.
I told you, it's busy. There's a bit happening down on level 13 at the moment. And alas, no montage, but Greyhound news. Slid across our desk. Well, it's not really news. It was more a race result. The Perth Cup last week. Tigalong Tonk.
Yeah, see, you could have even added Peter O'Neill to the montage because he came on the show, puts up two dogs, both of them won.
Exactly.
Simple as.
It was simple. Well, he did. He got there by a whisker, though, the old Tonky, and Corey Grenfell gets the group one with the dog.
Yeah, that's his
first. What are your thoughts on the race?
That's his first group one as well, surprisingly.
The Tonk, yeah.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure about 10 group one races he's been on, maybe even more, and he's always at the skinny end of the market, so... probably overdue that one, and it's good to see that dog actually finally bag a group one because he's been a great dog over the last year or so.
And it was a bit of a sweat, to be honest. When they crossed the line, watching it live, I thought he might have just missed. But once the freeze frame came up,
well, one man who did think he just missed was the man we had on the show last week, Peter O'Neill. I won't lay the boots into him on horror calls, but he may or may not have called the wrong dog over the line, but we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, won't we, Shagger? Because that's what we do to our guests. And Zach Minnelli as well. Ken Wardo, just too good. Gave him a good old donkey licking.
Yeah, that was just expected. Zach's a superstar.
Old Zachy boy. Where to for Zach now?
I think the owner says they want to go to the Sandown Cup, so that's next on the agenda if all things go well.
Mm. And then maybe on to the Top Gun Stayers event to contest with Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker will not be on
the Top Gun Stayers. Also news, this one was quite funny. There was a dog, can't remember the name of it, was wearing a glorious yellow rug. Soul Rocker, the gateway to the Barossa there, Gawler in South Australia last Wednesday. Sort of had a little bit of a tumble, found its way under the fence, and then decided it would take the inland route around the track. It was quite funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, he ran well. I'm not sure if he actually got up in the photo.
I think he did. He got there.
He was kind of covered at the time, but he could have got up. I was actually glad he didn't come back on the track because we were in the pub at the time. I won't say why we were in the pub at 2 p.m. but on a Wednesday, but we actually backed the winner and we were shouting at the five dog, don't be coming back on this track.
You'd be furious if you just jumped over and just T-boned the other dog with a big tackle just as he tried. But like, it was quite dangerous watching it because there's footy posts up on this. There's obviously a footy ground in the middle of that greyhound track at Gawler, and you know, if you run into a footy post at full pelt as a human, it's going to hurt. Even when they have padding on, they didn't have it. And if a greyhound's running into a footy post at full pelt, that's
don't want that
catastrophic consequences.
Fortunately for Soul Rocker, he's not blind. I mean, he knew where he was going.
Kenny just forearm jabbing me just back down the line with everything I count for. All right, non-chase Moldy, we get it last week.
We did.
Yes,
loved.
Tip off the top, Kenny.
I'm going to the usual spot. Cannington Race 2 kicks off at 9 p.m. There's an odds-on favourite in box 2, Glorious Gun. He desperately wants to get on the reel, and I think he's going to collide with box 1. Box 4 is Izuku, who wants to move off right, which leaves a dream map for box 3, Zeke. Currently $3.30. High confidence written in this one. So Cannington Race 2, box 3, Zeke.
Zeke. Okay. Shagger.
Mine's Ballarat tonight, race number 5, box 8, well built for Ben Magri. Look, this dog's got a 22.38 run to his name at Geelong. He was a little bit unlucky last week in his run at Ballarat. And, look, I think from box 8 he can stay out there. As long as he jumps better than the 7, Magnus Bale, who's going to want to push off at the bend, I think Well Built might be able to get around for a win at good odds.
Like
about
it.
$5.
Ooh, good tipping off the topping there. And speaking about exciting and goodness, it's time for a little bit of $5 dog.
$5 dog. $5 dog. Whoa.
What do you mean? You can't talk during the stinger. They won't be able to hear you. Your microphones are off. And yes, we are still using the stinger because there's some jocularity and fun coming into this.
Hold on. I'd say some of our listeners are glad. I'd say they'd appreciate it if we talked more over that stinger.
Well, I don't think they
care. Fortunate for me, I didn't hear the stinger.
Why? That's not going to be good when
technical problems.
That's not going to be good when we replay the audio of Hank the Hustler, who, again, last Friday night got the job done for us on $5 Dog. This is how Hank the Hustler went down out of the blue rug.
Set to go, green light. Hot favourite is Hank the Hustler, box 4, the blue vest set. Ready? About to go. Racing. Hank the Hustler, a little bit slow to get away fast there. Star Blaze and also Venus Light as they dash into the first turn now. And around the outside, Star Blaze is trying to get across as they go to the back straight, but shooting right up on the inside as they run down the back as Luna Star. Luna Star moved out about 4 lengths in front. Here comes Hank the Hustler. About 5 lengths away, then came Star Blaze, followed further back then by Arizona Gold. Out to the tail when Venus Light off the back. Hank the Hustler moved up on the outside here of Luna Star as they come to the turn, about 5 lengths away to Star Blazer. Hank the Hustler went up and took the lead now clear over Luna Star, followed then by Star Blazer. But it's going to be Hank the Hustler to win again by about 4 or 5. Getting through Star Blazer, kick for second, followed by Luna Star. Then came Venus Light and Arizona to Golden.
Hanky. Did you watch it on Friday night? I hope you did.
I didn't see it. No.
You
didn't
see it? I did. No.
Yeah, good, good. It was a little bit of a heart palpitation at the boxes. No?
No.
Never in doubt?
Never. Small field, he was always going to be picking them off. He generally settles well back, never in doubt.
I'm a little bit nervous if we're going to continue piling into Hank the Hustler and he's going to meet a better field and he's going to have to do
get on him every start.
He's not entered this week, so I'm wondering what we're actually going to go for.
The beauty of $5 dog is it is now my turn. And that Hank the Hustler win, we did get deductions, has taken our coffers to $294, and that's what we have to play with. Now, I've been tossing and turning all night, trying to think what I'm going to do here. Do I put the whole kitty on? I know Kenny would say go for broke, but I'm not going to do that because I've got the man Shagger who's next and I need to leave him with something if mine goes AWOL.
I'm just trying to figure out what you're actually going to back. I was checking to see if Hank the Hustler's entered this week. He's not yet.
That's almost some of the game now.
Is Mr. Speaker
running anywhere?
Mr. Speaker is not running anywhere, but I can tell you that the dog, which I'm very, very fond of, and he might have put this dog up in the non-chasers multi last week, is a dog by the name of Aston Ulysses. It's got form around Mr. Speaker. Gave Mr. Speaker a good old spanking back in the day. Now, Aston Ulysses, $2.10 currently on the sports bet at race 2 Sandown tomorrow. But we're not going to make money in that. We're not going to get enough money to buy a greyhound if we keep fiddling around with these shorties. So what I'm going to do, Aston Ulysses to win and the 5, so predictable, top 3, same race multi. Put $94 on that.
Oi, oi.
That lobs, it's probably about $300 coming back, I'm going to envisage. If it doesn't, Shag still has $200 and a nice little launching pad to keep us going. So that's my bet. Number 4, Aston Ulysses to win. And number 5, so predictable to run a top 3, same race multi. Don't have the price yet. We'll have it tomorrow.
Shagger's our man who studies Sandown. Any opinions on this bet?
Don't mind the.
Aston
Ulysses to win.
Yep.
So predictable to run top 3. It's only 6 in the race.
I don't mind it.
Okay.
Yep. Good.
Yep. Doesn't like it. He just doesn't mind it.
No, I don't mind.
Well, it should pay around the $3 mark, I reckon. That, the same race will bump it up to $3, and that's how we'll be looking. So that's $5 dog. Very exciting stuff. Let's play a little bit of how much prize money.
How much
prize money has that doggy won?
In the window. The one with the waggly tail. How much
prize money has that doggy won?
In the window. I do hope that dog is for sale.
All right, I'm making it a little bit harder for you guys now. Like, you've got heaps of easy ones here, and I'm just going to just stretch it out. You know how it works. I'm going to give you the dog. You've got to guess how much prize money they won. Very simple. No gunner here, so he can't win this week. Music up in the background, please. Producer Jace, the man. Dog number one, Mount Gambier Cup winner, Zipping Zabo. Kitty.
Oh, I haven't a clue. How much do you get for one in the Mount Gambier Cup? I'm going to guess about
25.
Yeah.
Cheers for helping. I'm going to go for 95,000. California. He's won a few races, hasn't he?
Kenny?
I mean, he's won a few around the city tracks in Vic. Look, I'm probably thinking a similar amount. Maybe I'll go 80,000.
Kenny gets it, 93,000.
Yeah,
795. Oh, there's a little bit of a pause there. I reckon you got the laptop out and bashed it in. All right, dog number two. Also former around the great Mr. Speaker. Flying Lantern. Old Pete O'Reilly said that this was a bit of a boom dog back in the day.
Oh.
Flying Lantern.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
I've no idea. If he's run the same grade as Mr. Speaker, it's going to be low, so I'm going to go about $30,000.
I'll say 85,000.
Oh. 26,160. Kenny's good at this. He takes a step back and he thinks, and then he hits with a killer instinct. All right, dog number three.
Just on that, actually, like, I'm going, like, I'm aiming low for prize money here and saying $30,000. Like, that's how good Australia is. I'm saying that's a low amount of money. Yeah.
Final dog, Fanta Bale. We'll start with you, Shagger.
Fanta Bale.
Fanta Bale.
Oh, he cracked a mill. 1.1 million.
Kenny?
I'm going to go 1.3.
That's a clean sweep for Kenny. 1.365, $175 here on prize money. From prize money, let's go to...
He's the highest prize money earner of all time.
I believe so, yeah. 1.365. Let's go to Fast Bucks.
Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks.
Kenny, your scoreboard up that?
Yeah. I had a good week last week at Geelong, so I'm getting back in there. I've gone from... being massively in the red to slightly in the red. So I'm currently on minus $77.
Mm-hmm.
Overtaking Gunner, who's now last, on minus $81. And Shagaloa is on plus $175.
Awesome. And just for those first-time listeners, we're putting an imaginary $10 each way or just win bet on the Vic Tote?
$10 on the Schnote.
On the Schnote. Schnote. Well, a bit of a hybrid for the tote and the snout. On the Schnote.
It's a confident tote bet.
Let's get a Dapbo.
Yeah.
For Fastbucks this week, just you two. So good luck. And music up in the background. Race 1 Dapto Thursday night. Kenny.
Mr. Wendell.
Shagger.
Ultimate Coat.
Race 2 Shagger.
Zipping Sierra.
Kenny.
Rising Artist.
Race 3 Kenny.
Little Whitey.
Shagger.
Lily Wildflower.
Race 4 Shagger.
Redshift 7.
Kenny.
Sound of Silence.
Race 5, Kenny.
Zippin' Anthea.
Shagger.
Good Odds Cash.
Race 6, Shagger.
Wicked Spartan.
Kenny.
New Shepherd.
Race 7, Kenny.
Cop Magnet.
Shagger.
Proud Aussie.
Race 8, Shagger.
One Dimension.
Kenny.
Cumbria Jim.
Race 9, Kenny.
Barcia's Wish.
Shagger.
Typhoon Tim.
Race 10, Shagger.
Blue Ticket.
Kenny.
Aston Gallagher.
Race 11, Kenny.
Sonata.
Shagger.
Freedom Power.
Race 12, Kenny.
Brabies Got Back.
And Shagger.
What a lady.
Oh, great, nice. Super stuff, good, fast bugging. Let's take a break here on the non-chasers. Hey, once again, haven't been able to tease the guest in an action-packed first 15 minutes of the show, but Maddie Lanigan will join us on the non-chasers after this, of course, dual Group 1 winner, and he's got a pretty handy one going around in the Geelong Cup on Friday night, so we'll talk all things dogs to Maddie Lanigan after the break on the non-chasers. Welcome back to the Non Chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet. And funnily enough, this guest used to do the trek from Swan Hill out to Wente Park. And such is so, it's quite a long drive, isn't it, Kitty?
I'm not really sure where Swan Hill is.
That's fine. Well, just back me in. It's a long drive. And the old man, well, no, he's actually not an old man. Matty Lanigan is not an old man by any stretch of the imagination, but he used to listen to us on the airwaves. And Gunner has requested we ask him, how did he not fall asleep? Matty Lanigan, welcome to the Non-Chasers, my friend.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks very much for having me. It's, obviously a pleasure to be involved.
It's a lifetime honour, mate, to finally get to chat to us. We've been keen to do it. Can I hear a few dogs there in the background having a bit of a yap away? What's going on there?
Yeah, it's almost feeding time. So they're pretty much telling me that they're waiting on me. So, obviously, like I said, this took priority over them getting fed. So, it's a big honour of mine to be involved.
And you've got a few entered at Wente Park. Are you driving up there, or are you someone else in the operation falling on that one for you?
Well, Mum and Dad have actually moved down from Swan Hill down to Geelong now as well. So, funnily enough, I actually got Dad to drive for me to go to Sydney. So he wanted to move down here and be closer and be involved. So his initiation is to drive to Wente tonight for me. So, he's made the trip there and, got the two in. So, unfortunately, they're both in the same race. But, the target is there's a group race in about 10 days' time next Saturday night, so which is called the Ladies Bracelet. So both of them, as long as they obviously go well enough tonight, they'll head there. So, hopefully Dad can get enough practice in and he can head back again in 10 days' time.
Well, luckily, he's for an hour of the drive, he's going to be able to listen to us, and for 10 minutes, he's going to be able to listen to you. So the drive won't be too bad all the way up to Sydney.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He'll probably cut out the 10 minutes of talking to me. I've given him that many instructions for him, so he'll. I'm sure he's sick of listening to my voice.
So that means the two dogs will probably be listening as well, and they're in the same race. Do you want to tell which of your dogs do you think will win the race?
Hopefully they're both not listening, but I think probably. Webleck, well, I mean, she's got the city form and the form around the two tracks. So she actually went up to Wente before the Futurity earlier in the year and trialled really well there. But she injured herself just before the heat, so she came back home. And so I've always known that she would go well there. She's hopefully from box six tonight in a good field, but she can go well. And then, Mapunga Gertie, she's just never been there, so it'll be just all an experience for her. But I think, you know, the way she goes, I think she could probably lead, and if she does that, she's a pretty hard dog to catch.
I think Mapunga Gertie's going to boycott the race now, Matty, after hearing that on the radio. She will be sitting there in the back going, hang on, the trainer doesn't even think I'm going to win. I'm not even going to step out. What are you talking about?
Well, that's why my last comment was if she finds a front, she could be hard to hold. But then that way she thinks, oh, yeah, no, he does have some belief. So.
And, Matty, of course, we need to mention that there's a bit of a big race coming up for you on Friday night, the Geelong Cup final. You're drawn box five there. How do you see the chances of well-grounded?
It would have been obviously better if we could draw closer to the fence, but I don't think box draws really faze him too much. He's a pretty laid-back dog. He just takes it all in his stride. So he's, he went super last week. He was just obviously beaten by Webleck Jet, who went super. I think that if he can get out and if he's just close enough to him and has a little bit of luck around that first turn, he'll give his all, and that's all I can ever ask of him. So hopefully he can run top three, because that'd be pretty special if he could do that.
Are you able to tell us why his kennel name is Snickers, Matty? It's an interesting one.
The whole litter, actually, they're all named after chocolate. So Dark Jedi's Cadbury, there's Kinder, there's Aero. They're all named after it. And Snickers, he's probably the favourite one of the lot. He's probably the smartest dog that I've got here. We've taught him from when he was a pup to sit. He can walk from his kennel all the way up onto the walker machine and wait for you. So he's... Yeah, he's well, it, we've always said that he'll make the perfect gap dog. Like he's just literally the picture of gap. But, yeah, it'd be better if he can be the picture of the Geelong Cup. That'd be better.
Does he enjoy a Snickers bar himself? Or, you know, chocolate and dogs don't really work. But does, do you let that one slide through to the keeper every now and then to give him his namesake?
He certainly enjoys ice creams and thick shakes, but mate, I tell you, if he can win on Friday night, I'll let him have a Snickers or whatever he wants. To be honest, he's yeah, he would have deserved it.
Yeah. And Matty, do you have any other litters coming through that you're needing to name anytime soon?
There's always a few. We've just named a couple. Nothing real special. I mean, other than. We've named one after the first dog that I ever had. He passed away earlier in the year, so I've just bought a Mapunga Cruiser, who was like a superstar, and he's just started off his stud. So I bought a pup out of him, and I named it after the same one. But I'm always open to new names because there's plenty of litters of pups here. So if you can think of anything. I'm open to suggestions.
I reckon you could go through the KFC menu or something. I'll start naming them like Zinger Burger or Original Fillet or something like that. That'd be quite funny. Hey, Matty.
If you have any shares for sale, then we can start talking names then.
Oh, here we go. A country deal. Matty, you've got two group
ones. Just depends how big the checkbook is.
Yeah. Well, Kenny's got fat pockets after Zach Minnelli.
It's like a Harry. It's like a Harry Potter book, Kenny's checkbook, to be honest. Matty, you've won a couple of group ones, the Sale Cup with Webleck Eagle in 2019 and Zipping Bruiser got the Hobart 1000 for you back in 2016. How's the thrill in winning those big races with those dogs?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's, I guess, probably with the first one, like with Bruiser, you know, I only had my trainer's license for 3 months and other than, you know, obviously Dad being a trainer and seeing how much it meant to him, I probably didn't realise how much or how grateful I was for and how much hard work it was. I mean, you know, it was a plan that we put in place and it obviously all came through and you think, geez, how good is this? And then, you know, it took another 3 years to win another one and obviously with him, with Webleck Eagle, it was the same sort of thing. Like I put a plan in place and for it to come through. But, yeah, I mean, it's what every trainer aspires to, you know, be involved in the big races and then obviously to win them, it's, you know, it's certainly something special and it's why we get up and do it every day because, you know, you just got to hope that next one's around the corner.
Good stuff. And, Matty, several weeks back we put up one of your dogs there on the bit as a boom dog, off to a really impressive start to his career. He's had a couple of runs around Ballarat and a couple at Warrigal. What are the plans with On The Bit?
Yeah, he's probably the most exciting dog that I've got and probably, you know, that I've ever had. He's, he is incredible, to be honest. He's, other than when he sat down in the boxes last week at Warrigal, that was not much fun and missed the start by 5 lengths. But, you know, his plan now will be I'll probably go to Warrnambool on Saturday and trial him. And because of the boys that own him, the jockeys and Daniel Bowman, they'll be at Warrnambool for the May Carnival. So, my goal is to get him there so then that way he can, all the boys can be there and watch him and, hopefully he can go around and hopefully get a win for him. I mean, Johnny's been there. Johnny Allen came to Ballarat when he won the maiden final. So, I just, my goal with him is to get him to Warrnambool and then I really don't know. I lose a lot of sleep thinking about what I'm going to do with him and he's only had the 4 starts. So, he's an exciting dog. So I'm looking forward to it.
You're a trainer of the people, Matty. Jag has been feverishly writing down all those notes about the dog and no, that would be very exciting to take a dog down and align it with the May Carnival. You're a very, very smart operator. Mate, thank you so much for coming on the show, mate. We really appreciate it.
No worries. Like I said, it's been a few years in the making, but I'm very honoured to be and I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate. Good luck with everything and hopefully that Group 1 is just around the corner as you wish, mate. That was Matty Lanigan. of course, of Weblek Eagle fame and Zipping Bruiser in the Hobart Thousand a couple of years ago, and he's got a good one in Well Grounded, a.k.a. Snickers, going around in the Geelong Cup on Friday night. Gentlemen, we'll take a quick break here and we'll be back. Oh, you want to slide in?
I was just going to say, thank you, Matty, for your time.
Yeah, he was a superstar. We'll take a break here on and on Chase. We'll be back with plenty more, including Let's Share and Invest in the West after the break. Welcome back to Non-Chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet and Sportsbet. Just Sportsbet, to be honest. We're on SEN Track, but we're just here for Sportsbet. Do you enjoy Matty there, boys? He's a good friend and fellow listener of the show.
Terrific guest.
He's been with us through the trenches when we were back when we started. You know, Kenny, we started this podcast about 3 years ago, and the first episode was on the Perth Cup and the Galaxy.
Yeah, actually, because I was listening to one of the podcasts and then I went back all the way to episode one, so I started listening to the old ones.
Yeah.
And I've seen that Gunnar was saying Ripping Sam beat, what do you call it, the dog, the big stare that won like three...
Tornado Tears?
No, back in the 80s.
Oh, sorry.
There's a statue of him. What's the statue of the dog? There's a race named after him, Melbourne Cup
Not
Night.
Bold Trees.
Bold Trees. Okay, he said Ripping Sam would beat Bold Trees. Madman. A non-chaser will beat Bold Trees.
But that's when we used to cram into a little wardrobe here in the office, and myself, Gunner, and Squirrel used to sit around, and we'd just talk for 15 minutes.
Whatever.
That was it.
I'm actually listening through them, but like I'm not up to date in them. So there was a dog you guys loved from Hobart. But he would never come to Vic.
God,
it was a Poco Dorado, or is that
it wasn't a different Poco dog? Dorado, but there was Gunner will be able to tell us. But there was a fella, Maniac Sam or something, who would never bring the dog over in the boat or something like that. I don't know. We'll have to get Gunner. But there was a good narrative there, and then the best investigation of all was when we got. Can't remember the name of the dog, but Reynald Attard, the dog had 150 starts for no wins, and yet it still continued to try get that maiden, and now we got the trainer on, and it was a very, very, very funny episode. But, alas.
Also.
Go on.
Guess how many episodes it took Gunner to get the non-chasers multi up?
How many?
16.
Oh, yeah.
He actually had a written statement apology that lasted for about 30 minutes.
But that's before we changed the goalpost and made it 3 out of 4. But no, if anyone is wanting to go down memory lane, there's 3 years of not chases there for you to sink your ear holes into. I've changed it up a little bit and I've put horror calls. Yeah, put horror calls here. So that's exciting, a little bit of a shift. So here we are. Now, this horror call has been played before. Now, I'm just going to let the start play. It was a race in New Zealand when the lure didn't come out, and all the dogs sort of potter around and continue to race. So we'll hear the start, and then when you get to probably the second minute, you hear the broadcast team all having a good old laugh, and it's very quite amusing as the dogs have absolutely no idea what's going on. Listen to this.
Put up on the outside. Corborne May, favourite from two. And they've gone without the bunny. And there will only be one result here you'd be picking, although they've got no bunny to chase. They're still dashing around pretty quickly. And on the point of the bend, here's my pick right through the centre. As they charge to the post, out by five will get them from a flash enforcer. Justify that. Everybody's looking at each other, wondering where the heck's the bunny gone. Bunny was too slow. Couldn't keep up. Wonder what's happened at the start there, because she's an automatic trip. So maybe... Now they've gone up and down. Now, what we don't want to see here, get out there, somebody, and start calling these dogs, because what we don't want to see is them start jumping the rail and running into the middle of the track, because that's no good. Get back here, you puppies, right now. Let's slow them down a bit. No, they're back off. I'll have to have another crack at them. Come on, you dogs, get them on! they're not listening, Steve. They're not listening. They've caught up with the bunny. That'll stop them. Yeah, they're giving it the runty. See, they go three laps, they still got to scrag that bunny. Right. Now, here's the handles catching up. You like that, Steve? Pick me, pull you, or whatever the hell it was. Yes. So, a comedy of, he's looking for the bunny. See, where is it? He's behind me. He reckons justify that. He's come out. He's looked for the bunny. He said, there's no bunny, but there's four or seven other dogs. I better get amongst this and see what's going on.
Oh.
That was gold.
That was funny.
That was quite funny. It is a lot funnier if you've got the vision there because the dogs run the race. And I loved it how the call even for a minute went, hang on. This might still be a race. So he just tried to, the thing's coming through the middle. And then they finished and they literally ran all the way around and went, hang on, where's the bunny? And then they literally U-turned and then they all just like slowly trotted back around and ran all the way back around the track. They find the bunny and it was all very humorous. So go on to YouTube, check out Manawatu Race Without Bunny. It was quite funny and we had a bit of a giggle there. In the process,
we've had a few from Manawatu now. It seems to be a fine contributor to the.
They are. It's either Shepparton or Manawatu really sort of provide us with great content on this show.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the dogs running in the middle of the track in Manawatu. Shepparton's the one you worry about when there's a bunch of rhinos and stuff in the middle of the track.
Exactly. Pride Rock in the middle of Shepparton. You got to really watch it. That's funny. From Oracles to Let's Shag.
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we shag?
Jagger?
Yeah, looking forward to another night at Sandown this Thursday. And first race I'm going to have a look at here is race two. You've already had a little bit of a thought on this one, Paddy, and I mostly concur. So I'm going to actually tip up Aston Ulysses. I think he's in pretty good form. I think it was his first crack over the 700 last start, and I think he'll be better for that run. And in this small field, I'm hoping he can get the chockies.
Mr. Speaker,
not
form,
just
mate.
For this, but also for our $5 dog.
Let's get so predictable home top three,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, baby.
And then moving on to race four, Devil 16. Is in box three here. And look, she's been in really good form lately. I think the inside draw will suit her. And yeah, look, just get on. I think, look, the price I don't think is going to get any better. So maybe probably best to jump on sooner rather than later if you're thinking about having a go at Devil 16. Interesting,
yeah, baby.
Interesting runner there though. Zero Cool. Certainly has ability, but a little bit of an interrupted racing schedule of late. So, that's why I'm leaning towards Devil 16.
You got so excited that you went too early on the button press.
I did. A little bit early on the button press. Next one, race seven, Lakeview Cruiser. Out of box four, has a vacant box to the outside. Thinking that he can get the job done here in what is a pretty handy field. But, Lakeview Cruiser, I think, will be too good.
Yeah, baby.
Then moving on to race eight and going with a similar theme, Lakeview Walter, the litter brother, who was also the Silver Chief winner, drawn perfectly, box two, I think, gets a little bit of room from Shimmer Classic in the first few steps while he's mustering up. And, Lakeview Walter to bring up a double for the brothers.
Yeah, baby.
Race nine, this Boomdog we mentioned a few weeks back, Koblenz, just starting to hit the city tracks. Didn't do much last start, but I think second go around the city, Koblenz will get the chockies there. He's definitely a really pacey and exciting dog. So get on race nine, number two, Koblenz.
Yeah, baby.
And then another one, race 10, number one, Invictus Rising. Again, really good draw, very pacey dog. I think best dog in this race, drawn perfectly. As long as he can just get out ahead of Mighty Marvin early, should be able to get the bickies there. So race 10, number one, Invictus Rising.
Yeah, baby.
And finally, I just thought I'll give a little tip in the Geelong Cup as well. Look, the one I liked most in the heats last week was Yozo Bale, saluted in near best of the night time. Drawn on the inside of the fastest qualifier, Webleck Jet, and I think the draw is what's going to help him get over the line. So race 8 at Geelong, Yozo Bale, number 3.
Yeah, baby!
That was really good.
And that's me done.
Really good, Shagger. You're getting very, very good at that. Kenny, let's invest in the best.
All right, we're going to kick off things bright and early tomorrow morning. This race kicks off at 20 minutes to midday. We're going slightly west of Shagger's house. We're going to the Shepparton Zoo.
Oh, nice. Like it.
Race 1 is a maiden race. There's not a lot of depth in this race, but there's a dog in box 5. Ran well at the Meadows recently, and an Oar race that didn't have a lot of depth. Seemed to chase well, ran strongly home. It's box 5, Lucy's Villa. I just think if it puts its head down this race, it should be able to win. And then we're going to head to the actual west, and we're going to go to Mandurah Friday night for the heats of the Mandurah Derby.
Mm.
And going to kick things off with the first heat. It's race 6. Very interesting to see that the owners of Earn the Answers is sent him over to WA. I don't know if this is a permanent move, if they've just gone for the Mandurah Derby, or if somebody else has bought him. I have no idea, but it is a stone cold certainty in race 6 here. He's in box 1. The 2 moves out wide. There is a really good dog in box 6 called Tui Manelli. I'm assuming Ernie Ansel is going to go off odds on, so if that's the case, throw Tui Manelli in for a same race multi. So that's box 1 Ernie Ansel to win, and box 6 Tui Manelli top 3. And then we'll head on to the next heat, race 7. Box 1's got the swagger. He had a really big run last time out at Mandurah. Box 3, Rippon Purton, who we've seen finish 3rd in the Perf Cup last week. Box 6 is Sunset Gavinci, who's been running well at Callington recently. Box 7, Yarn Up Flyer, who's the key to this race because he moves in. I don't think he'll like being out wide at all at Mandurah, which leaves us looking at box 8. Manzu, this thing can do a serious run. This is a decent litter, and this is probably the best dog of a lot of them. So it's race 7, box 8, Manzu. Mandurah race 9 is, I think what did we call this? Like a slingshot dog or like a spud gun dog or something like that? Domino Mac. Possibly one to watch here because he took a bad fall recently at Cannington, and I thought he was going to be out of action for a while. So, but he's back, so he must be right. He's clocked 27.18 around Mandurah, which is a serious run. Like that's what the likes of Campini, West on Augie, and Fleck Manelli do around here. So this dog's got good potential. He can be a bit clumsy, so I want to see him. I just want to watch him this week. I might have a small bet on him. And if he runs right, then he's going to be one for the Black Book, and we'll get on him if he's back on his feet and running well. So let's Mandurah race 8, box 2, small bet on Domino Mac. And then we'll finish off with race 9, one of my favourite dogs in WA, Stout Manelli, by far the classiest dog in this field. I think he'll win fairly handy. So it's Mandurah race 9, box, I think it's number 8, Stout yep. Manelli.
Mm-hmm. For David Hobby, unlike the Irishman, we say it every time, to be keen on Stout Manelli. Good stuff, boys. Anything from the Deviant? I mean, he leaves us, not forever, but he's not here today. And has he left us anything?
I believe he has.
He has?
Let me just bring it up. Where is he? The Dapto Tips from the Dapto Deviant. I cannot replicate Gunner's effort.
That's Scharzenhausen, Shager.
But no, he has. He has sent a few in. He's got race 5, number 8, Cumbria Dreaming.
Yep.
Race 6, number 8, Nick Mac Magic. Race 7, number 2, Winlock Lad. And race 8, number 8, One Dimension as his best.
No, he did he get 3 out of 4 last week?
He went pretty well last week. He lob a few.
Fired up in the WhatsApp group, and then he's not here to back it up on the Wednesday. So well done to you, Dapto Deviant. Ordinary, if I say so at least. Let's take a break here on the non-chase. We'll be back with the final little showing of the show here on SEN Track. Welcome back to the Known Chasers here on SEN Track for Sportsbet. And this is the final showing of the show. Get straight into it. Dog food.
Ach, chum, it's so chumpy, you get carving.
Okay, I'm enjoying giving you guys an opportunity to guess the theme of late. Shagger, Kenny?
It's a $1.10 and it's got to do with this whole Super League in Europe.
Oh, you're good. You're good. No more bet because you are correct. So you're even doing homework for the dog food now. That's you don't want Gunner to be winning. That is the theme, the European Super League, for those who aren't familiar. The big wigs and the big money holders over there in Europe wanted to create a big behemoth of a soccer league, and it caused a lot of conjecture about certain clubs joining it and so on and so forth. But that's the theme. Kenny, what's your code word? Not code word. What's your buzzer?
Word, the password is.
Yeah, crepe paper.
I'll go for one of the big teams that didn't get involved. I'll go for Bayern.
Oh, yes. Not allowed to. Shagger.
Cash.
Like it. Yeah, you know in Germany, clubs are still 51% owned by the fans?
Yeah.
So it stops big decisions like that. So well done, the Germans got it right. All right, let's get that music up in the background for dog food. Question number one. Boycott.
Cash. Bayern.
That's Bayern.
I'm going to go for dog.
Correct.
Yes.
89 and 2011, a dog called Boycott.
That was a long career.
No, it was two dogs. One none of you. Question two, money talks.
Cash. I'll go dog.
That is a dog.
Correct. Question three, one all by the way. Furious fans.
Dog.
Oh, what? Hang on, what did you
say? Did I say dog?
You said dog.
No, no, sorry. No. So for that, the poster is Bayern.
Shagger.
It's did you not say a dog. Furious cash.
Furious. You are lost. You've both lost
back
it with
to
your
me,
buzzers.
Back to me. It's a
furious fans.
It's a term. It's a term.
Furious fans.
2-1 me.
Yeah,
move on.
Term, yeah.
Correct.
2-1 me. Move on.
Question four. Messy situation. Cash. Yes, cash.
Term.
No.
Dog.
Wow. The dog. 2012 messy situation.
So that's minus one. So I'm now 2-0.
No, it's 1-1. Going to the last question. And such is the beauty. This is only worth 1 point. Question five. Rich Ronaldo.
Byron.
Yep.
I'm gonna go dog.
No. That's a term.
It just sounded so weird.
Ronaldo would have been rich, and Shagger wins by default, but unto you, Shagger. Good to see Gunner not win it for once. Hey, show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Value play of the week. I'm going to kick us off. Sandown Pack, race 7, number 1. Lots of chatter. $5. Shagger.
Nice. Mine is also Sandown, race 5, number 3, Sunny Days. Unlucky last week, was a big run. Yeah, jump on.
Kenny?
Sandown, race 11, box 5, Mountview Emma, $9.
Ooh, have we got Gunners? Are we buggering them off?
Yeah, no, Gunner did send one through. His was race 1, number 1 at Sandown, Post Office Girl, trained by... None other than our guest, Maddie Lennon.
Ooh, a little bit of synergy there. I like it. All right, non-chasers multi. We're in form here. I'm going to kick us off. You know it works. I only need 3 out of 4 to place. Number 4, race 2, Aston Ulysses. We're putting a lot of eggs in this basket to place. 6-dog field, only 2 place dividends. That's my selection. Kenny?
Sandown, race 1, box 2, Aston Future.
Ooh.
Mine's Sandown, race 8, number 1, Lakeview Walter.
And what's Gunner's?
And Gunner has sent through race 5 at Sandown, number 7, Perfect Colour.
Okay, we can get $3 for that.
Well, the boss isn't here, so we may as well.
$3, backs bet, $50, you know how it works. Boys, that's it. That's it for the non-chasers today, of course. If you are going to have a punt on anything on the Sportsbet app or on the dishes, just do so in a responsible manner, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Cheers.